Once again, ladies and gentlemen, for the speakers, there is a table in the vendor area where they can go to speak, or rather, where you can go to ask some questions after they're done with their presentations. We are about to do another spot the Fed, and clearly you missed my warning about laser pointers. We don't want to turn this into full contact spot the Fed. They tend to react rather badly to what looks to them like sniper scopes or sniper dots. And they have guns and you don't. Keep that in mind when you do that. Further keep in mind that I don't want to get shot because if one of you is a dumbass. So, does anyone want to do spot the Fed? Does anyone need a quick intro into what spot the Fed is? Since I got that Thorazine drugged look from all of you. Yes, sir. This gentleman here. Come on down. It requires both of you, sir. This is not Sally Jesse Raphael. I don't come to you. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were on crutches. I'm still going to make you walk up here, but I'm apologizing for it. Funny you laugh at that. I had two feds come up to me a few minutes ago and say, we are all so lame, could they spot each other? I said, talk to me this evening. If we still suck wind, we'll talk about it. Grab a mic. Right here, take this one right here. Take a mic. Questions? Take a mic. Hang on a second. Yes, sir, it won't bite. Go ahead and take that. I guess that mic doesn't work. Mr. Audio. There we go.
I'm new at this, but my observations are based on, well, the traditional, I think,
We do have the white tennis shoes, white socks, white legs.
Fanny pack.
Although the fanny pack is a leather fanny pack, a little bit outside the range of a GS salary, probably. Could be a supervisor Fed.
And then...
What's that? Who has mustaches besides, well, plumbers? Your wife?
Oh, gee. And then...
The gentleman who's talking in the microphone right now?
Yeah. I guess that's about most... the other thing is some sort of class ring. Looks like a government ring.
It is a BBA?
Yeah.
What is a BBA? Step up to the microphone, sir. This is
Bachelor's
where we get to mock and derail you. What?
Bachelor's of Business.
Bachelor's of Business Administration. And he's wearing a lion shirt. Isn't that cute? I'm sorry, it's a cougar.
Well, it depends which job.
We don't want to hear. We don't want to hear about the whole male prostitution thing, sir.
No, I'm not a Fed.
Well, there you go.
Where do you work?
Again, it's which job?
Are you hiring?
I work as with the search.
Microphone, sir. Into the microphone. Wow.
No, I'm not a Fed, but I do work with the CERT team.
He works with the CERT team. Is that Carnegie Mellon CERT? He is with the Carnegie Mellon CERT. Do anyone know what that is? Does everyone know what that is?
It's a computer emergency response team. We're... Yeah. It depends if you want to say I got a badge. No. No, I don't have a badge. No, I don't have arrest authority. Yes, I cooperate with the DOJ.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel here, guys. I'm looking out in the audience. I see four FBI agents, two of whom really want to be spotted. I mean, they're at the point now where they're going to get, like, shirts that say FBI on them. Yes, sir. We'll talk about it, sir. We may, probably not. Did you used to work with Chaz DeFail?
Say again?
Did you used to work with Chaz DeFail?
I still didn't hear you.
Did
you work with Chaz DeVail?
No.
I don't speak American Sign.
Okay, that's cool. We'll come back to you. Sorry, guys.
A very valuable and fun organization in the armpit of the United States, Pittsburgh, but... By the way, with the NSA agent who was spotted by the two nice young 13-year-olds, please find them. They're looking for you, and they're very disappointed that they can't find you. Please remember, though, this is their first time, so be gentle. You people are sick. It's their first spot, the Fed. Step over to the microphone, please. Betting possibly NSA on this one. It's on, sir.
Okay.
Since you're doing the spotting, you have to kind of get close to that mic there. And then you have to talk. Thank you.
Want me to do this
for you?
No. English.
Not used to this. So, why is he a Fed? Well, besides his buddies ratting him out, he's got the moose hair, kind of
like
the young shooting officer wannabe. The underpaid look of I work for the government.
Actually, he looks kind of like a skate rat or surfer to me. Which is the wrong type of outfit to be at a DEF CON convention, sir. Next time, plan ahead.
He was trying too hard to fit in.
You should be wearing black, sir.
So, do you have a badge on you? Do you carry a badge?
You're very sure of yourself.
What's
Jeez.
That?
You're very sure of yourself.
I'm relying on your buddies.
What a surprise.
What was that? No, of course you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I'm a Fed.
And what species of Fed are you?
Excuse me?
What species of Fed are you?
Air Force.
What type of Air Force Fed are you?
Air Force OSI.
Do you have a badge, sir?
I do.
Can we see it, please?
It was stolen.
Of course it was. I'd expect that from the Air Force. You're serious. Where the hell did that come from? Thank you, Jesus. We've just had a case of divine intervention. There's another one. Can I see that, please? Now two are stolen. You know, you're really not supposed to lose these. They kind of look down on that. They kind of look down on that. What do you think, guys? Did he blend in? He's the guy who works the kiddie porn detail. But he got major style points for the Birkenstocks.
You'd be surprised. There's only one surf shop in all of Las Vegas.
Do you actually surf, sir?
I do more swimming. With a board attached.
That means he's a bad surfer. Thank you, Halibut. I'm a bad surfer, too. I'm a longboarder, actually. Sweet. All right, guys. This was obviously planned because you all suck. When the feds are spotting each other... So, what do you guys think? Should we let him get away with it? This reflects badly on you. Don't boo them. You didn't spot? That's kind of nice in kind of a chew hoy kind of a way. Yeah. A lone voice. You're a brave man, sir. Come on, guys. A round of applause. Should we give it to him or not? See me after, guys. Is the other guy, well, since they both had badges, you do the math. You're clearly in the newbie track, aren't you? Okay, let's try one more thing here. I'm going to try to make this extremely easy. FBI agents, you know who you are. Would at least one of you please raise your hand? Not stand up, sir. Raise your hand. Yes, he was spotted earlier, sir. He's been spotted, sir. Try to stay with the program, sir. I know we move kind of fast for you, but come on, at least one agent. Please sacrifice yourself just so people can see what you look like, so they can look for your friends. I mean, in the CIA briefing, we had one of them climbing over chairs with his fanny pack and gun sticking out, so. No one's going to bite. Okay, well, we'll talk afterwards. No mugs for you. Does anyone else want to try to spot the Fed? By the way, here's another tip. There is an Indian-type Fed. I apologize, sir. I'm not sure if you're Indian or not. He's got a pink plaid yuppie shirt on. It doesn't get any easier than that. He's not here right now. Anyone else? Are you sure you're not on acid, sir? It's not physically possible to turn purple. Were you the guy who came to me and said, please help me, I've dropped all my fingers, and I can't pick them up? Would you like to come up, sir? You've been fingered, sir. You have a beautiful shirt, though. If you can't hear me with the microphone, you're not a Fed. You sure? Are you pregnant? You need to lose some weight. Just like I do. I can say that. I'm way overweight. Anyone else? Yes. Yes, you. Yet another stylish shirt. Nothing like a good Hawaiian shirt. Come on down. Thank you, Mr. Dawson. Once again, trying the Birkenstock cover. Clearly the memo went out this year. No more loafers.
I got no clue. I'm a newbie, my first time here.
Cheers.
But
sorry about that.
You're a natural, sir.
You took a picture of your friends. I'm just wondering.
You need to speak into the microphone.
Can you hear me now? All right. Saw you take a picture of your friends. Wondering if you're a Fed.
I'm not an agent.
Let's get some definitions on the board for you, for those of you who are new here. When someone says I'm not an agent, that would imply FBI, Secret Service, or I believe DEA. I believe intelligence people are referred to as officers. Is that correct, sir?
I'm an Air Force officer.
You are an Air Force officer. What type of Air Force officer are you?
I work with OSI.
And they let you dress that way? Would you take care of that, please, Jesus? Stand up, Jesus. Let them see how this is how a proper Air Force OSI officer is supposed to look like. Actually, come up so they can see. We had a wave motion over here, so come up on stage where they can see you. So here's the tip. See, the blue jeans, the nice shoes, the khaki shirt. See? That's a well-dressed Fed.
I must point out that he's also wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yes, but that's my trademark, sir. Yeah, this is my I'm part of the Hawaiian shirt posse, sir. That's why I was complimenting you on your Hawaiian shirt.
Did you go to the same store as the other guy?
No.
You didn't say that very convincingly.
What do you do for OSI, sir?
I'm one of their technical analysts.
Do you have a badge, sir?
No.
Would you like a badge? We have one from another OSI officer who lost his. You're just going to stand mute on that one, huh?
I don't have a badge. I'm not an agent.
He's not an agent, folks. Sorry. Nice try. Close, but no banana. Awfully sporting of you, though. Okay. We're kind of running behind, so we're going to try one more time. Ooh, who? You are so perky. You can't spot your boyfriend. Do you hear that, guy? She doesn't have a boyfriend. You are in a convention and an industry dominated by men. The closest to whom get to a woman is usually on a TV screen, and you're telling me you don't have a boyfriend. May God have mercy on your soul. Come on up. Were you just picking randomly, or did you actually have someone in mind? This guy right there?
Yeah.
Next to the bald guy with the goatee?
Yeah.
That would be you, sir. Stop picking your nose, sir. On advice of my attorney, what? You have to stand up, sir. On the advice of your gay lover, would you please... Not that there's anything wrong with that. Stand up, sir. Come on down. You're wearing a Network Associates shirt. Ma'am? Hey now, just because it's NEI doesn't mean that there is necessarily a Fed. Although they all are staffed by NSA people. Step up to the microphone. She was obviously a cheerleader. You saw the little hand motion? That microphone's over there. What?
I never watched that.
Closer, dear.
Never watched that.
She never watched that.
Of course not. She was on it.
Of course not. You were on it.
So what do I do now? Oh, okay. I think he's a Fed because he just looks like one.
Myself being the misogynist that I am, once more reaffirms my belief in my choice of being a misogynist. He just looks like a Fed. It's kind of like when the oil light comes on, it would get brighter before the engine burns out.
Yeah, there's this aura about him that just says...
So how do you feel about that? Please don't sue me for sexual harassment. I beg your pardon? You want my phone number? Thank you, sir. Brace yourself. I'm not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm not. But for you, 555-1212. I'm in the book. Look me up.
I mean, how much normal do you get looking?
How much normal do you get looking? English. English speak, do you?
No, do I.
What was that, sir? Thank you, halibut. By the way, stand up and take a bow, halibut. These are the halibut guys.
Actually, my friends do equate me with Yoda often.
With halibut?
Yoda.
With Yoda.
Yoda.
We're working on that, folks. It's a girl. It takes a little more time.
He looks too normal.
Don't just, sir, let me give you a tip on dating. Don't try for the home run on the first date. Okay? Don't be like, hi, can we go out and have sex? It doesn't work that way. That's good. Go ahead. Why is he a Fed?
He looks too normal.
He looks too normal.
Yeah.
I'd be insulted by that.
Okay. Hey!
The response was, I think she likes me and wants to date me. You all know the difference between men and women, right? Men are very simple creatures. If we can't eat it or sleep with it, we'll kill it. Then we'll eat it or sleep with it. A typical male response. I've been spotted as a Fed. She must like me. She just peed in my food and slapped me on the face. She really likes me. So, hey, we can have that little, what's the TV show where they follow him around with a camera? Love Connection! We can have DEF CON Connection. And all expense paid tonight out on the town, as long as we can film it. Do we have a film crew who would volunteer to film them tonight?
I mean, I'm interested in her.
There you go.
I like what I see. If nothing else, a drink afterwards.
We may not have a Fed connection, but we do have a love connection here. So, do we have a volunteer film crew to like follow them around tonight on their first date?
Yeah.
Can we do that? We want to do like a DEFCON connection. We're working on that. Just take your time.
Yeah, I guess you guys want to know if I'm a Fed or not.
Do you work for Network Associates?
Well, this is a real different kind of situation here. You'll have to decide whether you think I'm a Fed or not.
Spank him? That would be the German contingent. Viva spank you now! Thank you, Dieter.
But before I answer the question, if I'm a Fed or not, I want to know what else is it about me that would lead you to believe. Or is it just that you're interested in me?
Your masculine good looks, sir. The fact that you look like Pierce Brosnan. No, we won't be doing that. What was that, sir? Sir, do I look like a Fed to you? That was a very brave thing you did, sir. No, you're doing fine. Keep up the good work. Keep it up. You're doing good. So you guys are going to go on a date? Hey, Buffalo Goody, huh?
We'll have a drink later to discuss the details.
Does anyone here speak Chinese? Would you mind if I cursed him out in Chinese? Ooh, that's devious. Okay, let's wind this down. Sir, do you work for Network Associates?
Excuse me?
You're excused. Just wash your hands when you're done. Do you work for Network Associates?
I do not.
Okay. What's in the backpack, sir? A human head.
My cell phone?
Sorry?
My cell phone's in here.
Your cell phone?
In here.
What else is in there? Sir, by the way, if you're interested in dildos, the adult porno convention is going on over the sands.
And I got one other thing in here that would be of interest to you guys.
Aren't you a little short to be a Fed? Hey, come on now. That was from Star Wars. That's a very nice picture. Thank you. I have another badge now.
But I have a caveat.
Yes.
I am in the Air Force, but I'm in the Air Force Reserves. I have a real full-time job. So I'm kind of a part-time guy, part-time Fed.
We'll give you half a shirt. So are you guys actually going to go on a date just so we can...
You mean that I get a part-time shirt?
You get a part-time shirt. You get I spotted a part-time Fed. That's right. By the way, the short line, remember, was from Star Wars. Aren't you a little short to be a stormtrooper?
Yeah.
Once again, I don't want to get sued. Do I? Is that right? Funny, sir, I don't remember you from last year. And if you'd like to review the tape, I didn't use that one last year. Oh, right. You were the guy who humped my leg on stage, weren't you? You gonna answer that question? Are you guys gonna go out tonight? Do you want us to follow you around with a camera? Was that one new enough for you, sir? Or did I use that last year too? Was that new enough for you, sir? Or did I use that last year too?
No. See, last year I spotted Matt, but you wouldn't come on stage, so you didn't give me the
shirt. So you're bitter. Okay. Life is not fair, sir. How old are you, sir? Yes, it is, but it goes to the background. How old are you, sir?
It's privacy. I
Well, grow up, sir. So do we get to film you or not? Do we get to film you or not?
Film me how you want.
I really have no interest in filming you whatsoever, but if you guys are going on a date, we'll do a little DEF CON.
What's this,
love
what's this me
here.
Thing? What about us? The big question is, does he, you know, does the camera wait outside the room or does it come inside?
Hey.
If it should get there,
ladies
if
and gentlemen,
it should go that
safe.
Far.
Obviously an Air Force person, not very bright. We're discussing details. Could the lawyers please come forward?
We were just speaking, and we will agree to be filmed as long as you pay our, you know,
drinks.
Pay our drinks, pay our bars, bar fines.
We'll try to set something up, folks. Maybe tomorrow we'll have some film. Well, I hear a volunteer from Halibut for helping cover the expenses. What? Right. Okay, folks, thank you very much. You did get a Fed shirt. Good luck on your date. We'll arrange the video crew to follow you.
Thank you.
Whether you know it or not. If not, we'll just get the NSA to get the satellite up. Just make sure you stay outdoors. Mel, can we get two more chairs? At this point, let's bring the next speaker up.